So we're back in this holding pattern. It's a holding pattern nobody wanted to be in. Now, they wanted the holding pattern before the election. Black Lives Matter riots, COVID lockdowns, to make you, the American people, so upset and so frustrated and so angry with the great dear leader, President Trump, that you would all just vote him out of office, that dictator. But you didn't. In fact, President Trump, as of right now, has received 73-odd million votes. Highest ever. What about Biden? What about Biden? As far as I can tell, there are a lot of dead people. A lot of dead people voting for Joe, right? But this holding pattern now is not what was anticipated. Now, yes, it is included in the Transition Integrity Project, which I hope you were listening to Mike Church this morning, who gave you as good of a recap and an introduction as you can, because it's a pretty deep dive. I've written two movie scripts in my life. Not very good ones, but I've written them. And I'm pretty good at scenario creation, right? That's what I was best at when I got my master's in Homeland Security from Penn State. And even I'm reading this with the benefit of seeing it unfold in real time, going, yay. Well, I didn't say that. I said words I can't say on air. But we'll just make up wowie zowie. Because, first of all, I think we can all agree finally that Alex Jones was an American modernity prophet. You know, as much as the gay frog thing is hysterical, a lot of the stuff the man has been yanking about for 20 years or rambling about has actually kind of come true, which is why the guy was, he was always the enemy of the people. And secondly, just because it is written in, right, just because it's acknowledged as a potential scenario, does not mean it is the preferred scenario. What did they want? They wanted a blowout. Blew out. We blew them out. That's what they want. Chuck Schumer's running around. I am not playing the audio for you people. All right? I am not playing the audio. But he was running around just now. It was a blowout. The American people know it. It was a blowout. Move on. Right? The rhetoric is doing what? It's increasing. It's increasing faster than a lot of us would have thought. But then again, think about it. They wanted this blowout, which is why they called states early. Oh, it's a blowout. Oh, Treasurer Trump's lost Arizona. And he's lost Wisconsin. He's lost all these states. He's lost them. It's it. It's over. Goodbye. Go. Very, for something that was put together back in June and written out and detailed, the execution, I think we can all agree, has been quite sloppy. Probably because they're so prideful. The deep state, the establishment, the Democrats, or Democrats, Freudian slip there, that they just thought, because they still don't acknowledge, and this is their big flaw, they don't acknowledge the power of alt media, and they don't actually acknowledge that President Trump has a base. Remember, I don't know if I reported this to you. If I didn't, then that's my fault here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade channel. That there was a, I don't want to say rumor, but a talking point amongst the chattering class on the Twitter feeds, the blue checkies, the blue check yourselves. And that was, well, it's just Trump busing people from rally to rally. That's why they look so massive. This is not an actual representation. of the people that are coming to these rallies. It's just the same people going from place to place. They never could wrap their head around this, and this stems all the way back to 2016. Right? They just could not fathom how the party that they claim to know, right, the working class for the people, would turn to a guy that has gold toilets. Right? He has gold toilets. How can he relate to the man? How can he relate to the average person? Because despite Trump's wealth, he has a very workman-like attitude towards things. And people identify. That's what they do. They identify with him more than any politician. And so their failure, by the way, breaking news from Josh Kaplan, federal judge issues scheduling order for hearing in Trump campaign lawsuits to begin today. So, and that comes to you from WJAC-TV. I'm guessing that's in, and I actually don't know where that is. I'll look it up during the break. But back to what I've been talking about. They failed to wrap their head around, to acknowledge that people actually like Trump. Okay, that comes from Pennsylvania, WJAC-TV. So it's starting today. They failed to acknowledge that Trump actually had a base. And if he did have a base, it was just like 25 white supremacists and a couple of black people who didn't realize they were black. They just wanted to be white because that's what they say. And so they executed this coup. Although, as my church has laid it out for you, it got even sloppier when Florida and Ohio, which have been in the playbook as, well, whoever wins Ohio, whoever wins Florida, yep, that was going to be the president. We heard that even on election night. Even on election night, oh, whoever wins Ohio, whoever wins Florida, it's like a little jingle they have. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Because they keep repeating it over and over again. Every election, whoever wins Ohio, whoever wins Florida, you're going to be the president. Dang. Yeah, except that changed when President Trump put the big boot and the leg drop on both Ohio. Ohio is not a swing state anymore. Florida is not a swing state anymore. Any liberal that tries to tell you that is a fool. With the amount of numbers that came out for Trump, he increased his amount in both states. They're redder than they were in 2016. So once Florida went, because they kept off on Ohio, A, for ratings, because as soon as they called Ohio, everybody was going to go to bed. Because that's what we've been conditioned to wait on, right? And so once Florida went red and went like deep cut red, like the accidental when you slice too deep into your arm, like, oh, that's really red. Crimson, right? Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide. Great movie. That's when they hastily executed. Because they were still under, and this was where the polling data really messed them up. They were still under this idea with the polling data that Trump was up like 95,000 points in every state. It was just going to be a blowout. No matter. He's up 17 in Wisconsin, 6,500 points in Texas, a gazillion points in Florida. But when it didn't, when the pollsters were wrong again,